CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChu portion. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize our pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KQ4JSK, that's Kim in East Asheville, AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, that's north of Fort Myers. I was down there not too long ago. That's the only reason I know that. K1CJW, that's Roland in Pickens. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. WU2T, that's Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. And K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. We appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in functionality. That's what it's there for. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, if you're on Echolink and you don't have audio, if you don't have voice transmit capability, you can use the text box. And if I catch it before it scrolls off the screen, I'll see it in the log file. So you can text me a message if you want to text check in or if you want to try again in a little while. Let's see, do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol, would like to check in, but just aren't quite sure about how to do that? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, not hearing any tonight. We'll keep on checking on that because eventually we will have some new ones coming in. I know they're just getting started good on a couple of test sessions or training sessions, which will be followed by test sessions, which will be followed by new amateur radio operators. Let's see, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out tonight, Dave. 73s to you and all on the net.
4DJW. Dave, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, that's a good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Propagation is in our favor on this winter field day. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello, and feel free to secure at your leisure. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Sounds like you're sitting right beside me, Dave. You got a really good station there. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KM4PLH, that's Kurt, who's always sounding good from Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. You're sounding wonderful. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up a notch to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Location Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Tuesday night Net Control. That is NY4G, Ariel. You can hear the CW going in the background on Winterfield Day. Hope you're enjoying Winterfield Day and hope you make lots of contacts. Ariel, have a good one. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this may be a short net tonight. Winter's Field Day may be taking up all of our resources and dividing them out to other places. We'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, right, Charlie. WG4MZ, Mountain Western Greenville County. Be Nave and Native, 7-3 on the net. And, yep, I've been playing a little bit of Winterfield Day, too.
AW, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Papar, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Thursday night Net Control operator. That is WG4MC. That's Matt over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Matt. And hope you enjoy and make a whole lots of contacts for Winterfield Day. I appreciate you taking out the time to check in with us this evening. And from Simpsonville, KO4PXB, that's Lloyd. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening as well. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, Robert, and Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, I got the KQ4, Oscar, Sierra. What was the middle character in the suffix? That one I did not get.
Alpha.
Okay, Robert, that's a fairly new call, so I had to do a QRZ lookup on it. Appreciate your patience with me. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4OAS, Oscar Alpha Sierra. Robert from Piedmont, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Robert. And just so you know, we're here, you might know already, but just in case you don't, we're here every single night of the week, 9 o'clock p.m., 365 days a year. We would appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us as often as you get the opportunity. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group who would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, we'll move the dial on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in 0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, and thank you for calling the net and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Beck, Raymond, Golf, KO4QOD. This is Chris from Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
DJW. Check in K4QDU Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy over in Greer, and my wife Sandra. Her call is KE4IWX, Kilo Echo 4 India Whiskey X-ray. You can check us both in and out.
November 4, Romeo Lima Fox, N4 RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be in and out.
Last station, November 4, Romeo Oscar Foxtrot. Do I have that right? November 4, Romeo Oscar Foxtrot.
Sorry, no, that's November 4, Romeo Lima Foxtrot.
Sorry about that, Roger. I'm still adapting to these new hearing aids, so it used to be because I didn't have any. Now it's because I have them. But appreciate your patience. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom over in Greer, participating in the winter field day, no doubt. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Hope you make lots of contacts as well. And KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Chris. You're sounding good. And K4QDU, that is Randy in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Randy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KE4IWX, Randy's bringing with him Sandra. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sandra. And, well, Randy, tell Sandra we said hello. Appreciate you bringing her with you. Hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. And N4RLF, that's Roger in Seneca. Good to have you tonight, Roger. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And we do have an EchoLink station. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Dave, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic in the RAG queue.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen, sounding good from Greenwood over EchoLink. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Let's see, we are in the Quebec through Tango group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Before Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4, RLW Rich and Grable. Negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Richard, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the patient group for Saturday night. That is the Uniform Through Zulu group, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That is Tommy from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, and we do appreciate your time, taking the time to check in with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. If please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net. W4DJW. On this rainy, rainy day, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, no comments tonight. Hope everyone has a good evening. Stay afloat. 7-3.
For DJW. Check in, Kilo, Delta, 4. India, Oscar, X-ray. Leon and my beautiful bride, Wendy. Kilo, Echo, 4. Delta, X-ray, Juliet. And we're motoring back towards Hendersonville. Negative and negative. And hello to everybody on the net.
4DJW. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
DJW. You miss Amy, you're well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thanks for calling the net. You and Miss Amy have a great evening. Good evening to all. Everybody stay dry. No traffic, no comment.
All right. Sounds like second shift is rolling in here fairly early this evening. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Monday night Net Control operator. That is KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan, and do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna are having a wonderful weekend. And KD4IOX, that's Leon, bring with him. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy there in Hendersonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Leon. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And if you're participating in that winter field day, I hope you make lots of contacts. W4IOE, that is Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. And by the way, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, be sure and check in with Sid on 146.64, with a appeal tone of 91.5. He calls the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net every Sunday at 8 on 146.64 with a appeal tone of 91.5. And Sid, do appreciate you checking in with us. Do tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, looks like we'll be wrapping it up early on this winter field day. Everybody busy, making contacts all over the world. have I missed anyone for check-ins, or have I missed anyone for comments? Call W4DJW.
W. Willow X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike. That's Scott in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Mike. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night, the same time. Check in with KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He'll be calling the net tomorrow night. And before I shut it down and send in my net report, we do have one Echolink station that just popped in there, so let me see if I can catch that Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like that Echolink station may be listen only. If you want me to check in, though, go ahead and put your call sign in the or just send me a note in the text message box if you don't have audio, and I'll try and get you checked in that way. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
Did I miss the net? Are there something on the repeater or what? What's going on? Okay, Apple or KCX.
Good evening, Jerry. This is Winter's Field Day, and we won't have very many people that are not busy and not tied up with Winter Field Day, so the net went by really, really fast. It's already over. You want me to go ahead and check you in?
If you would, please, sir. I would very much appreciate it. I forgot about Winter Field Day. So I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Jerry, no problem. We got you checked into the net. Appreciate you stopping by, even if it's late. Late's better than never. Have a good one. Enjoy the weekend. W4DJW Claire.
JW, KK4JBQ.
Go ahead, Larry. W4DJW.
Forgive me. I was rushing to get some last-minute things done, kind of carrying the HT around the house to get the things done. And I'm sure you recognize my check-in, but I did not hear it, so I'm just double-checking.
Yeah, Larry, I got you in there. You are number 37, and Donna is number 38 on a list of 45. And I have to admit my because Jerry just checked in. But, yes, I do have you in there.
Well, thank you. I know your efficiency is very high. But my participation was the weak spot. Forgive me for that. I will pass along one thing that you might be interested in. I just listened to the Amateur Radio Workbench podcast, and it was about programming for amateur radio. a topic which I know interests you, and it's episode 199, Amateur Radio Workbench. It's only about an hour long. If you can spare an hour, it was terribly interesting and much of it over my head, but I thought I'd pass it along to you. KK4JBQ.
Well, I appreciate that, Larry. And what was the topic? Monogramming amateur radio? Did I hear that correctly?
Not probably my slurring tonight. It's programming, coding, you might say, for amateur radio.
Oh, okay. That's my new ear, my new hearing aids. I've had earbuds before. I've never had hearing aids. And sometimes I turn up the treble too loud and they argue with each other and it squeals in my ear. I don't know if you've ever used them or not. And sometimes I have the volume set too low and sometimes I have the volume set too high, and you can program it all on your smartphone. And I'm just learning them. It's taking me a while. So, sometimes I crank it up too loud so I get feedback so I know that they're working, and then that messes everything up. So it's going to take me a while. But that'll be interesting. I'll go look that up, and I'll see what I see about it. I know there's tons of stuff you can do. I just constantly writing code for amateur radio because there's just constantly little things that you can do that go a long, long way. But I appreciate you keeping me informed of gems like that you find.
It's a panel type thing. Tonight, I suppose there were six individuals, all of them smarter than me. Just pick any subject. And, I meant to say, kudos to you for seeking out some adjustment to your hearing. That's probably the best way to put it. I was curious, did you do this because you'd lost some frequencies that are important, or just generally wanted things louder in your ear?
A little of both. I said, huh, a lot to my wife, and she got tired of hearing, huh? So, and now she'll sometimes test me to see if I can hear her. She'll make little sounds like that, and I'll turn and look at her. And whereas before I would have never have heard it. And it's the higher pitch things that I miss more of. The lower pitch things I could get, but they sounded like, like the words were blended together. Like no matter which TV, we got like three or four different TVs, and no matter which one I was listening to, they sound like there's no peaks, there's no peaks and valleys. It's like sine waves. So it sound, the effect that it has is it sounds like they're mumbling all the time, and I know they're not mumbling. And when I put the ear hearing aids in, if I get the tone wrong, they first of all, they talk to each other. Each one talks, and they can listen to what's in front of you, or they can listen to everything that's around you. And if you don't get their settings just right, they'll get feedback in them. That doesn't last long, but it just lets you know that you don't have the settings right. But it has a button that I just recently found on the user interface on the phone that you can turn them off with one button push, and you can turn them on with a button push. And you can't really tell the difference until you press that button off and it goes back to the people are mumbling and I can't understand what they're saying, and I'm constantly looking for a different audio input in the configuration of the TV to make it come clear, and it's not happening. But then when I push that button and the hearing aids come on, it's like clear as a bell. There's no mumbling going on whatsoever. So, yeah, it's worth it. It takes a little bit of work to figure out how to not overdo it, how to get them set up just right for which conditions. And it's got this feature that will let you, once you get it figured out and you get it right for one set of conditions, you can store it. You can say downstairs dining room or den or upstairs bedroom or office, right? So the ambience in each one of the rooms is a little bit different depending on what's in the room and where the walls are and where the TV is and where the amateur radio speakers are, that kind of thing. So that's a long-winded answer to your question, but I hope that helps, Larry.
Well, it only helps. calls, but it just fascinates me that that you can tune them into the room ambience. I hadn't realized in any way that they were that advanced. I was aware that the testing involved in fitting some hearing aid to you is very individual, and so I have a complete blackout. I could tell you there's an app on iPhone, at least, called Sonic. I believe that's the name of it, Sonic. And you can start with a tone at a certain volume level that you can choose, of course, and sweep through the audio range. It's a self-test, of course. It's nothing professional, but I get to this point where it completely goes away. It's in the high range, as yours is, I take it. But it doesn't involve vocal. What it does involve is buzzers, piezoelectric type of buzzers. The dryer is one that I cannot hear the dryer. Donna can hear the dryer when she's upstairs, and it's downstairs. But I can stand right beside it, and it can be going off like crazy. That's a weird feeling. But that's not anything so critical that, this may change. You know, I could get, I could have loss somewhere else where it's important, like in speaking, hearing the human voice. But Donna's voice is, she sings the alto range, you know, that's a lower range for a female. So, the way you described it, I mean, I was right there with you and understood everything you said. That's a fine quality to have, to be able to explain things clearly to folks who are, you know, not completely in tune with a complicated subject like audio. Oh, this has been great. Thank you, and do check out the Workbench. Amateur Radio Workbench is the full title. It is terribly interesting every week. It's a once-a-week podcast. But episode 199 is very interesting for someone who wants radio to do something via software. Just to wet your whistle, there's a little device that one of them is working on the size of a quarter. It has a very small internal battery that, according to him, it lasts forever. And you can put it inside a radio if there's any spare room inside a radio. And it will do PSK and Winlink and other stuff internally. It's just a fascinating piece of, it has very few parts. One connection to the radio. I don't know where it injects that, but it just sounds fascinating to me, and you will hear it differently because you've got, you know, a whole range of intelligence that I don't filter things through that. Forgive me. But I thought, Dave needs to hear this. Anyhow, have yourself a good night, and thank you again for calling the net and for getting others to do the same. This is KK4JBQ. I'll be clear.
Okay, Larry. Well, I do appreciate that tip. I pulled it up. I'm on HRWB199 SomaMat SOTA software with brain by AB6D. So I'll go ahead and listen to that. I appreciate that tip. I'm always interested in what other people are doing too, because there's just so much, you know, amateur radio is just hard to describe how deep and wide and the depth and breadth of the hobby is just incredible, what you can do with it. No end. The sky's not the limit. It's your playground. Anyway, appreciate you let me know that, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, clear.
BJW, KO4HKX.